right. Welcome to our Perry Fairway Dallas County Let's Talk program. Joining me today is Ann Cochran, a health navigator for the Dallas County Health Department. And Ann, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.
Yeah, as it's flu season is ongoing and, you know, never seems to end, it feels like. But could you give us some reminders of how the flu shot season is going, how the flu season is going, and how people can maybe protect themselves?
Well, it's not too late at this point to get vaccinated to prevent getting really bad symptoms should you be exposed to the flu this winter. Think of the whole flu shot idea as doing your duty to protect your community. Even if you're normally healthy and brag about never getting a flu shot and yet never feeling sick, chances are that you have actually been a carrier of the flu, and though it didn't cause you to feel particularly bad, you passed on the flu to someone who did get sick. So remember that it's all about herd immunity. The more of us are vaccinated, the less of the disease circulates.
And how positive and maybe negative have the number of flu shots and arms been for this year?
As of November 18th, just over a third of persons living in Dallas County have received a flu vaccine. I'd encourage you to please take 15 minutes and get your flu shot at your pharmacy or clinic. Most insurances will pay for the vaccine. If you go to a clinic, you may have a copay for an office visit, but pharmacies don't charge this fee.
And then switching subjects here, RSV is a respiratory disease that can be dangerous for older folks and younger children. Again, that's kind of really popped up in the area in Iowa. How can people protect themselves from RSV?
Unfortunately, RSV cases are increasing rapidly. The Iowa State Hygienic Lab in Iowa City reported that the number of cases jumped from 568 the first week of November to 810 the following week. So that's quite a leap. RSV, or respiratory syncytial, oh, I didn't say that right. I'm sorry, Logan.
We'll cut it out. We'll cut it out.
Stab that again. Yeah. Respiratory syncytial virus is a respiratory illness. It can lead to hospitalization and even death for our youngest children. Infants are especially at risk of dying from RSV. It's very serious.
And how can maybe people protect themselves? I see there's a vaccine that's maybe on the way. I know the vaccine isn't here, but is there any other way to protect themselves?
Right. Well, actually, you're very much right that there is no vaccine against RSV at this time. We also need to come to the conclusion that this is not a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic disease. RSV shows up every year, so we need to get this right. Since there's no current vaccine, our prevention strategies are more along the lines of behaviors. We are to wash our hands a lot. And if you are coughing or sniffling, for heaven's sake, stay away from babies and toddlers. And that can be a challenge for a lot of people during the holiday season, getting together with new members of their extended family. But please, parents, don't be shy about asking someone who appears to be sick to back off from your baby. Your job is to protect your child. While it's ridiculous to ask a baby to physically distance, it is possible for us to practice good hand washing and masking when we have a cough or a runny nose. And a wise parent will wipe down surfaces and wash toys daily. Anything you can do to protect the exposure of our kids is our responsibility.
Again, moving subjects here, I'd like to localize a kind of national story. Australia is recommending against the fifth COVID-19 booster shot because of negative effects. Is there any concern, should this story shy anyone away from getting the booster? I'd like to kind of clear this up so people can maybe get the right facts.
Great question. Well, first, a little background on why we pay attention to viral diseases in Australia. Since that country is in the southern hemisphere of our globe, they have winter during our summer. So Australia is just coming out of a cold and flu season, and it was a nasty one. They had lots of deaths, lots of just a soup of different diseases and viral infections. Health officials in that country are recommending protecting behaviors, just as we were talking about, such as staying home when sick, rather than getting a fifth vaccine. They are, however, encouraging people to get their primary doses and their first booster.
Yeah, that's great advice, and I like to clear that up for anybody that reads that story and maybe say, hey, I don't want the booster now since what happened in Australia. So that's good to have that background information. I really appreciate that.
And just as a final note, please be aware that when you're gathering with others during the holiday seasons, it's always a good idea to be a little cautious in that initial greeting to, you know, if anybody's feeling sick or whatever, and please be the one to say, oh, back off, I have a little cough here.
Again, that was our conversation with Ann Cochran, the health navigator for the Dallas County Health Department. And thank you, Ann, for coming on the program. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And have a happy holidays and enjoy it
you
with your family.
Too.
That was our Perry Fairway Dallas County Let's Talk program with the Dallas County Health Navigator, Ann Cochran. If you missed any part of our conversation, you can visit our website at raccoonvalleyradio.com. Under the Let's Talk Dallas County podcast tab, you'll find the full archived version there. Stay tuned for more programming from Raccoon Valley Radio.